DJC in 4 DJC in 0 TR. 2T, W2T in 0 TR.
In 0 TR, W2T. Good afternoon, Tom.
Good afternoon, Rusty. How you doing, sir?
Well, doing better than I was the last couple of days, just trying to get over the fact that Sunday I just had no get up and go. It all got up and went before I got out of bed.
Whiskey.
To start with, I did have a glass of wine Friday night at the banquet, or Saturday night at the banquet, but other than that, in fact, that helped me sleep, but I was just, I don't know, it just, when I got home, I did had a lot of things on my mind, and I just couldn't sleep good.
Good, Rusty. Sorry to hear that. Of course, I was just kidding about the whiskey. We don't have any either, unless it's for French cookies. Well, Bernice is feeling a lot better.
Hi, Rusty.
And she needed some stuff from Sam. We just mainly wanted some grapefruit from Sam's, and then we ran over to Costco's, and we had a credit on a phone I bought, and I went through the self-check, and you can't use it there. That ticked me off. But other than that, everything's going good. She just now, let me turn this radio down, starting to get tired.
I mean, spending even one day or 2 days in the hospital does not make you feel good. It's good for your health, but last time I spent time in the hospital, I came home more tired than if I had stayed at home because of the simple fact that, of course, I did get rid of the gallbladder, and that took care of that, but it was just a case of, you know, hospitals are to make you well, but they aren't to make you rest.
A little bit of a bad spot here, but I'll be out, I think. I'm over by that Upward Sports Complex heading out of Spartanburg. It's kind of in a hole. But, yeah, I agree. It runs everybody down because when you get our age, it really gets bad quick. I've been just give out better today. But all I got to do is go home and take care of the chickens now and get that over with. My foot's been hurting really bad since yesterday, since I decided not to do what the podiatrist said and try something different, and that was a mistake.
Learned your lesson from it, didn't you?
Goodbye to Cracker here. You bet, Rusty. Yeah, I went back to the old say-so here, but, you know, the bad part is the shoes I got are exceptionally heavy, and I like to wear tennis shoes if I can because it's less hard on my back. And I know that sounds crazy, but even the weight of a telephone bothers it. So I decided I'll just go back to normal and hope it works, and it don't. Follow the doctor's orders. That's how they make a living in 0TR.
Yeah, and, you know, they seem to know a little bit more about things than the average person does. You know, but I sometimes wonder, you know, they call it the doctor's practice, and, you know, I would think by this time they'd be on practicing.
Back in Kansas in the old days when you went up above Chris's store, the old elevators with that big grid in front of them, it said practicing surgery. And you know what? I thought it was back then. They really did a fine job, though, with her. Zero complaints whatsoever.
Well, I'm glad Bernice is feeling better. You know, even though she's got to put up with the tiredness, getting back into your own home helps a lot, too. I mean, you know, I'm going down. I'm going to spend a couple weeks with my sister. And I'll sleep, but, I mean, I won't really sleep like I should sleep, you know. So we'll see what happens while I'm down there and everything back. But, you know, it's just getting things done. And you're used to sleeping in your own home and not into some other place's bed, you know.
Well, not 1,000%. What you headed down there for, not to be nosy, just to visit or have some fun or just to get away?
Well, I didn't go down at Christmas time, so I'm going to go down now and visit with her for a couple of weeks. And while I'm down there, I may, I don't know whether I can get into the barbershop a bit. I don't know whether they're going to have daytime tickets for the event. So you just go to, you know, one session or something. I'll have to see after I get down there. But I'm going to see, you know, what happens, and I'm going to, I may even run down to Orlando for the hamcation for one day. Just drive down early Saturday morning, spend the day down there, and then come back Saturday evening. And that way I don't have to just, don't have to try to take the dog with me, and I don't have, and Candy doesn't have to put up with her for a whole long time while I'm down in Orlando, you know.
We are. Well, how many miles is it south of where your sis lives?
It's about an hour and 10-15 minute drive.
Sure, that's a wonderful ham fest, about the second best in the United States.
Yep. Months before, when I went down, when I was down there with my sister at my sister's house, when I was down there after the cancer treatment, it came up while I was down there, and I went down to it and visit. Went down like on a Friday and spent Friday night down there, and then come and then went to the event on Saturday and came back, and you know, it was enjoyable. It's the first time I'd ever been to that one, so. You know, it's something new I hadn't been to before, and I enjoyed it. And all it just getting used to everything they had everywhere, and it was everywhere, as they say.
It covers a lot of acres. Well, our kids were, they just come back from Disney World and Universal Studios, and they did both of them over about 4 days. And man, they said their legs were killing them from all the walking. So I imagine that ham fest down there is about like going to Dayton.
I don't know. I've been to Dayton, and I've been to Hamcation once. And you know, of course, when I went to Dayton, it poured rain on us there that Saturday. So I was on my way, went through there, and went on up. Spent the night there, arrived there the day before the hamcation, went to hamcation that day, spent that next night, and then went the next day, made my trip the rest of the way up to Michigan, which is where I was headed back there at that time.
Real bargains down there on stuff. I don't need anything, really. I did notice, I finally got to go downstairs after 6 or 7 days of not being on the radio, and I worked in Old Boy in Arkansas last night, an old timer, and he was qualified. He says he's the only two men that were qualified in B-52 straddle fortresses and submarines, and he was on. I heard him, and he was going pretty slow, but I enjoyed it, and I just wanted to do something. And then I worked one other guy. Where was that at, Bernice? You remember? Oh, it was a fur piece, but nothing great. But it was a little something. There wasn't much on last night, but well, with this Bouvet Island coming up, there will be. But I usually wait on that a few days because it's crazy when they first started the expedition, and very difficult to get in.
But I won't try them the first couple of days myself. I mean, I found that out a long time ago that, you know, if you try to work them the first day, that's a hopeless cause unless you've got a good beam and 1,500 watts to put out there. You ain't going to get through that first pilot when it starts. So I'll wait a few, like you, I'm going to wait a few days, and then I'll get in there, and I'll make my contacts, and work them, and, you know, and get things done. So I'll do that and get into it, and all. They start, when do they start? When does Beauvais start?
Tomorrow, Rusty, I was pretty sure of it. I think that's what Bill told me. I marked it on the calendar. It's a 3-Yankee, 0-Yankee, I think. But it'll stand out, I'm sure. I don't have that one, but it's not the end of the world if I don't get it. But I feel pretty confident I can. But my super loop, when it rains, it doesn't like that. And, there's a lot of dirt on the road here. And there's a trash truck ahead of me throwing it up. But I can use the Carolina Windham or the 160-meter one. And it'll tune in that area. So one way or the other, I got an antenna. But it's supposed to be heavy rain tomorrow, and that means lots of static, probably. That's N0TR.
I had my radio on a little bit yesterday during the day just to see what was around and check out. When I got back from rehearsal last night, I was just beat, and I didn't even bother turning the radio on. Didn't work any of the nets I usually work or anything like that. So, you know, it's, I got in there and did a little bit, but I didn't get on the radio last night. I just sat and watched some shows on TV last night.
Well, unfortunately, I was trying to get the stupid Canon computer to link up. And any time I go up and push that WEPS button on the router, it screws everything up, it seems like. And I lose the internet and yada, yada, yada. Oh, I was frustrated. I spent about an hour and a half or 2 hours. Finally, I had to go up and unplug the modem and then wait for Spectrum to reset. It come on, then I had to tie in the security camera, and gosh, by the time I got set down at the table, it was at least 10 o'clock, and Bernice was sitting in her chair asleep, naturally, because she's still convalescing a lot. So then I went ahead and worked two stations, but, oh, it was better than nothing.
You can, and you do that, and I'll just do... break the, just to keep yourself loose and your mind going where you want it to go and not other places that it might have a tendency to wander off to if you aren't careful.
Thing is, the hardest thing to get to link up with the modem or with the router that I've ever used, and I had an HP, and it was worse. I don't know why they don't make it easier. I just don't know. You're supposed to be able to do it on an iPhone. I've done it before on an iPhone. This one, the cockeyed thing, don't want to cooperate any way you want to do it. So I usually put it in manually, and it's got a screen down there that's about an inch and a half by an inch and a half. And how you manipulate putting in your passcode is a pain in the gluteus maximus. I finally got it in there, well, then the internet failed, so I wouldn't be surprised if the printer's not working now.
We had a power glitch yesterday during the day, and I'll tell you what, that screwed up my TV watching yesterday during the day. I mean, I was watching it, and then we had a glitch, and it power went off long enough that I had to reset the clock on the... reset the clock on the microwave, reset the clock on the oven, you know, things like that, and it just bugs me when it does something like that, and, you know, and no call for it, you can't figure out why you had the flickering of the power, but it went off, and eventually it came back on, and everything reset itself. I didn't have to do anything to get involved in it, except reset the clocks, you know how that is.
N0TR. Yeah, this cell phone stuff's a pain at times. Sometimes it's easier, who knows. But, you know, now that you mention it, that's why this started in the first place, is when I was up at the hospital with Bernice, and the power went off, and I got a notification from Duke, and they were off. Oh, guys. Wasn't very long at all, maybe 40 minutes. They said it was going to be longer, but it wasn't. Well, the Generac starts within about 15 seconds, Rusty, if not quicker. That don't matter. It's still enough that it drops the internet. And to get a battery backup, well, it seems like every so often you got to go out and buy new batteries for the battery backup, or it don't work. So I don't have a battery backup on it now. It means I got the Generac. But it still things it makes things go wacky, you know.
It's good electronics that we have these days. You know that. It's all supposed to make life easier.
Right.
W2T.
Yeah, my dad used to say, "Damned ingenious, these Japanese." And he understood far less than I did.
And they know how to screw you up.
It's just terribly aggravating to me when I lose something, and it's because of my own ignorance, I know that. But I wasn't brought up with that kind of stuff. And, I worked on CNC machines for, oh gosh, many, many years. I'd say 50 years. But, I never had to do the kind of data processing stuff that, you know, I could fix tape readers and binary coded decimal and binary and hexadecimal and all that stuff, but I didn't really use the computers a lot, and the PLCs were coming in just about the time I retired, so really I don't have that much key time, you might say.
Did a lot of, that's where I got my training in the military, was in computers, so that's where I got all of my chance, time, a way to do that, so, you know, that's where I did it, and it works out and things like that, so, you never know what you're going to do and everything like that, so you just keep trying. And everything else, so. Oh, well, life goes on, as they say, Tom.
Still confound some people. I know my security system got in the way the other day of doing things, and you can just spend hours working on the cockeyed things. I hope we can get by this traffic jam, yeah. It's time for school to let out here at Greer, and we're going past that. I better slow down, too. Yep, it says school zone right there on my GPS. Well, Rusty, I'll let you go. Pay attention to my driving. We only got about 4 or 5 miles to go, and good luck with the Beauvais when it comes up. Just look for a 3 Yankee, and like I said, I'm not sure what day for sure, but I marked that on the calendar. And Bill needs that one to make, I don't know, the honor roll for something. He's on all the other honor rolls, but he's something else. That's all I can say. Take care, Rusty. We'll catch you down the line. W2T and 0TR73.
All right, we'll catch up to you later. Have a good one, Tom, and be careful out there. W2T.
Bernice is doing better, Tom, and hello, Rusty, KB4CBA.
Hello, Dave. Thank you so much for the well wishes. Everybody's been so good. Dave, you sound awful tired.
Awful or tired?
I don't know about the latter.
W2T. Thanks, Rusty. Well, I know if Rusty didn't pick on me, that means he didn't like me, so I feel better now. I'm just messing around here with this stupid tuner trying to get it to work, and in the middle of, I finally got rid of my Mustang, so I had to give it away, but anyway, and the normal issues of life, as you say.
Which tuner do you have, Dave? Roger.
AT-1000 Pro 2.
But there, how about you, Rusty?
I had their 600 Pro 2, and you know, for a while, and I didn't, you know, all of them will give you some kind of headaches at some time or another. So you just gotta work on dealing with it. And I've done both, and of course I sold that when I got this auto tuner here, and for the higher power, and I needed something for higher power, so. Not doing too bad with it. And hello, good afternoon, Dave. Yeah, I have to pick on you when you jump in there like that.
Take it. I can dish it out too. You know that. So, well, I've got the instructions, and I've talked to Dave Watson on the phone about it. He's got one of these, and I'll probably stumble across the problem. I can't even get it to tune. I mean, you know, it's supposed to make that clicking noise and all that. I can't even get it to do that. So it's like there's no power getting to it. But anyway, I'll figure it out.
The MFJ-998 and Rusty, I think, has got the same one. They seem to be pretty darn reliable in the N4IQ. That's what he has. Or did have at any rate. And I like it, Dave. But I had trouble with it one time, but I think it was my own fault. More than anything, I put the power through it, and I didn't aim to. That's the only part about my auto-tuning with my amp, is if you don't flip a switch and you'll run all that power through it, it's not going to like it. And it tells you on the readout. So I have to be very careful about flipping the switch off when I tune, and then flip the switch on to transmit. But I've gotten kind of used to it in my old age here now. But at any rate, it's doing good. Sorry to hear you're having the trouble with it. That's a headache at times. Well, I'm getting ready to pull in the driveway. So is that Kathy down there? That's Kathy. Okay. So the neighbor's walking down the street. I was going to go in here and pick up the mail while I'm out. And Dave, Rusty, I'll sign. You pick it up, Rusty, and I'll say 73. This is N0TR.
Maybe a little bit later. I'm on the radio at house here. I'm not planning to go anywhere this afternoon for a while. So. Anyway, Dave, I need to get back doing a couple of things here. So I'll probably catch you later. You have a good one. KB4CBA, W2T, 73s for now.
Rusty, and you have a good afternoon. Good to talk to you. And Tom, you know what I'm going to say, behave. So and take care. Take care of Bernice. And we'll talk to you later. 73s to you both, or all three of you. KB4CBA.